Talking today with Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist here for Oklahoma State University. Jeff, wintertime arrived maybe, you know, 3-4 weeks ahead of what we would normally expect it to really show up here in the state of Oklahoma. What kind of shape or how did that hit our wheat crop as we were coming into the first few days of November?
Well, the temperature certainly dropped quickly. As far as effects on the wheat crop, I don't expect to see any lasting effects. We might see some tissue damage in the crop, but as far as winter kill, anything like that, I don't expect to see any of that. As a result of this cold snap, you know, it really is just a testament to the wheat plant and how amazing it is that it can adapt that quickly. It certainly adapted and tolerated the cold much better than I did.
Would it be, would you expect some of the least developed wheat, some of the stuff that had just emerged, to have maybe more problems?
Well, perhaps. Actually, there could be some of our main tillers that got a little bit farther ahead than we would normally like to see could have some issues. To be honest, I think the very limited number of fields that would be most likely to see issues would be some wheat that was maybe planted in late August or emerged in late August. And the thought was, well, let's just leave it out there. And in those cases, I've seen some of those wheat fields actually go ahead and start to head out this fall because due to day length, they thought it was May rather than August or September. And in those cases, I expect that this last freeze event will probably terminate much of the crop in those fields. So it's more of a salvage operation at this point. If you're in that situation, the key would be to get a lot of cattle out there and make use of that forage, because probably what you have now is all you're going to get.
That probably is the exception, not the rule.
Oh, it's certainly the exception, not the rule. I'm less than 1% of our acres.
Okay. Overall, you know, as we've now hit this point where the crop has started to notice that it's wintertime, some cases going dormant, you know, what are you expecting? What do we need to be watching for?
Well, we have a lot of forage out there, so we need to manage that, manage our stocking densities. Our research has shown that at the time of first hollow stem, which will occur next spring, you need about 60% ground cover out there to maximize yield. So monitoring your stocking density throughout the winter will help with that, and kind of adjusting up or down based on how much forage is out there, so you don't slick the ground off if you plan to come back with a harvest of grain crop after that. Still keep an eye on those weeds that are out there in the fields. Normally we get a spraying window sometime in late November, early December, and we might this year, and that might be a good opportunity to go out there and knock out some of those weeds before they can cost you any more yield than they already have.
And I guess on fertility, need to be maybe looking at some application of over winter?
We do. You know, there's still time here in late November. Theoretically, you could get a nitrogen-rich strip out there. It won't be as good as it would have been if you'd put it out in October. But still, there's time to get a nitrogen-rich strip out there. Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions, in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
Looking at this year's crop versus last year at this point, last year we were close to the same condition, weren't we, really? Just we didn't get any rain from this point forward.
It's eerily similar to last year's crop. We were in a similar situation last year. Maybe in a little bit better shape this year in southwest Oklahoma than we were last year. But still, we don't have any surplus moisture. We're living paycheck to paycheck on a lot of these wheat fields in terms of moisture. If we continue to get some moisture and hopefully even some excess moisture this winter to recharge that soil profile, we are on our way to a good, decent crop, I think, for harvest 2015. If we have a repeat of last year and the taps have turned off and we do not see moisture again until April, we could likely have the same result we had in 2014. So the amount of moisture we receive between now and the 1st of March will be critical in determining what type of wheat harvest we have in 2015.